off the shizzo. Let's get into some bullshit here. Okay, see how you feel about this statement, my brother. This girl tweeted, she said, I'm not in the business of rekindling anything that left me broken. If I had to heal from it, it no longer deserves access to me. True or false statement?
True.
I agree too. I think that's something that it took time for me to learn, though. Like, because I'm just now, like I said, started therapy last year in 2020 and everything for the first time. I ran from therapy for so long. Like, so long I ran from therapy, bro. But starting that shit let me know the importance of healing. Because it was a lot of shit that I hadn't healed from.
Yeah.
A whole lot of shit that was a major cause of my anger issues. So to see this shit here, it brings all into perspective. It's like, if I was dealing with something or someone and they broke me down to the point where I felt like shit, what's the point of me trying to rekindle that? Like, is there, would there be a reason for me to try to or want to rekindle that?
I think so. I mean, I think it could be like, because you always got to meet your biggest adversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going, most of the times, for I think for men, it's going to come in the form of a woman.
Because
it's going to be the acts that you do have to start tolerating. Because you can't give it up to them like you would do a man. Or you will accept because she do have a soft spot in your heart. So if she breaks you down, I think the woman that's for you has to be able to break you down. Or you already have, if you're not already broken down to your simplest form anyway. Most men hadn't, like you saying, like you've been running from therapy. So you hadn't even broke yourself down.
Correct.
So a woman that you would meet, since you ain't broke yourself down, is going to be trying to break you down. Because them, that's who you got to reconcile with anyway.
Fit. Yeah.
So if it's done respectfully, like if it's done to the point of, I am better because of you. Are we matched now? Yeah, we could try this now. Because we older. We growner. We done seen things. We done went through the worst shit. Now we understand each other. I think anything could work if the energy and the vibes on the same page.
But my whole thing too, and I will ask you this. What if y'all ain't on the same page now?
But then
it's years later now.
You should still be able to coexist, or like to the point of where if we're on the same page, it shouldn't be nothing toxic. Because if we're saying that we've healed and we're saying it truthfully, then it shouldn't be nothing toxic about where we're at now. It should be friendly, cordial, like I want the best because I'm on a positive vibe.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want nothing bad to happen to you no
more. For sure.
But do we have to always be boyfriend and girlfriend? Nah.
Yeah.
But we can exist.
Yeah.
There's no need. Why couldn't we exist if we own positive energy?
Do you think that most people, and I'm going to put it in this form. Excuse me. If you fuck around on a person and it's just something that was repeatedly done, so they got their shit off. They spent their time getting their shit off. And then years later, they come to you and it's like, all right, now I'm ready to be serious. Do you accept that from them? Like, okay, I know you got your shit off on me then, but you say you're ready to be serious now. All right, fuck it, let's be serious. Do you explore that? Or do you say, like, nah, I'm good?
Anybody that coming in saying, I got my shit off, now let's be serious, that mean you coming in with the end already dictated.
Yeah.
Which means you've already set up the game of how it gets to the end to where you're okay with it. Nah, I'm not accepting that.
Okay.
Nah, you can't. I can say, yo, I apologize for my past behavior. And I'm trying to get back in your good graces. I just want to start off as something. I missed talking to you. Like, when you actually tell the truth, It's easy because it's what I'm trying. What I'm trying to actually do.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be saying, now I'm ready to be serious. Like, wait a minute. We broke up, and now I'm so much of an arrogant nigga that I'm like, I was fucking up, but now I'm ready. Let me hit her up and tell her, now I'm ready. Like, that's some arrogant shit.
Yeah.
To get off.
It is.
Nah, man. You know who you fuck with. Like, man, I've been talking to you. You know, I would love to get back to that place, but... Mm-hmm. I know we got to build up. And that's logical, simple thinking. All this, well, I'm going to need you to, like, what are we doing, man?
How many chances is too many chances to you?
It's up to you. It's up to you. It's so, your story.
So do you, and that's what I'm about to ask you. Do you think that there is a limit, per se, for everyone, or it just varies with different people? Like, you might be like, oh, shit, one time, you out of here. And then somebody else might be like, all right, you got 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's human nature.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own model of what they think is the real shit.
Yeah.
And it's all just what you think.
For sure.
So it really no. So you can forgive somebody as many times as you say, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can tell you otherwise.
How do you feel that... Do you think women take honesty well? For so many women that want honesty, do you think that you're telling me, I just want you to tell me if you want me or not. Just be honest with me and tell me if you want anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I tell you no,
mm-hmm.
now I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
But why is that when you told me to be honest? You sat there, looked me in my face and told me, be honest with me. Yeah. And now when I'm honest with you and say, I don't want nothing to do with you, now I'm an asshole and I'm this and I'm that.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's their game.
Huh.
I mean, what I said earlier, they're wanting honesty because they know that they exist in a bed full of lies.
Yeah.
You only point out when you want to be the exception.
Yeah.
So they only want to point out the honesty. But they not really ready for the honesty because if I'm around a bunch of people that continuously get lies,
mm-hmm.
that's the energy that I'm gonna want. So I say I want honesty to build myself up past these motherfuckers because I'm different. I want honesty. Nigga get honest. I didn't know it was gonna be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it, but guess what? You didn't say it soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I needed it earlier.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So now you got rules to when the truth exists?
Yeah.
No. That's not how life works. You see what I'm saying? It's so simple. It's like, no. Like, I told you the truth. You didn't accept it. That's not my fault. I don't know what you mean no more.
And that's another question. How is it your fault?
It's not.
For her not accepting the truth?
It's not. I can't do nothing about that.
But she will make it your fault.
And that in itself means they crazy.
That's what, man.
I told you my answer. You don't accept it.
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to fuck with me. I don't want to fuck with you. You're an asshole. Okay.
Okay.
Bye, crazy lady. Bye. I don't understand no more. What are we doing? I can't.
Ugh.
We grown, bro. I cannot do the fake stuff with people.
No, I'm fake.
Yo, I don't want to fuck with you. Leave me alone. And you don't leave me alone? That's a crime.
Now, see.
That's I'm serious. This is abuse.
Why is it that, maybe you can give me an answer for this.
It's call the cops. It's abuse.
Why is it that if a woman wants to be done with you, you just got to accept this shit. You got to accept the shit. Like, nigga, I'm done with you. Like, fuck on. Like, move on. Bye. You got to accept the shit.
You know why?
Wait. But when the situation is reversed and you want to be done with her,
right.
We not done.
Right. So what you just said, when she said, I want to be done, we accept it. That's
that is.
That's what you do. Simple. When somebody say they're done.
Simple.
If you don't accept it, you're crazy.
Yeah.
They said no, and you're like, I'm going to make them say yes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So when women say we're done and we accept it, that means we're sane.
Yeah.
You said we're done. I accept that. Your word means something. I respect you enough for your word to mean something where I'm not going to violate you to make you coerce you into a yes. Mm-hmm. You said no.
Yeah.
When women say, when we say we're done, they say we're not. You're the toxic. All the toxic stuff comes from them. They just put it on us. That's what toxic is. It's never us. It's always you.
Is there a reason why a woman does not want to admit that she's toxic?
Because how would toxic admit it? It's toxic.
Yeah.
How could I admit what I am if I'm toxic? If I'm based off of lies. So when you ask me something truthful, I'm toxic. I'm spitting out a lie. I can't help it. That's all I got.
Let's say you meet a girl, right? And you know about her friends. You know how her friends are.
Then I know how she is.
That was my next question. Do you go ahead and automatically say, oh, she's the same way? I know. I see how they get down, so you got to get down the same way.
No, I'm going to see how she gets down because I'm going to see who she is.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask her certain questions. She's going to have certain answers. That's going to let me know how she moved. The certain companies she keep will let me know how she moved, how she deal with them, who she's influenced by. Like, everybody got friends.
Yeah.
But people got friends in different positions.
Yeah, yeah.
And if your best friends are the main toxic ones, that's who you keep as the main influences.
Yeah.
So I know who you are. I don't have to be like, well, your friend like this is you. I'm like, I don't like how you moving. Because I'm with you. I don't have to get answers from nobody but the person.
This finna be a... I was perusing Facebook, right?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to your catfish.
Shout out to Jasmine Marie Rodriguez and lovely LaChantress.
Whatever the fuck.
But so this girl, what this dude posted a stats, and he was like, so if a female takes a man out, do he got to give it up at the end of the night? I promise you, 99% of the women that commented on that status was like, hell yeah, you giving it up. If I take you out, you giving it up.
Yeah.
If I pay for your meal, you giving it up.
Mm-hmm.
If I do this for you, you giving it up.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that picture? Because this was the other way around.
Yeah.
You know how many times a woman get online and say, just because you take me out don't mean I gotta fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But these women are saying,
queens,
if I take you out,
yeah.
Oh, you giving up the dick tonight.
Yeah. That's fine, though. If they saying that, if they mean that, they should say that. That's my issue still.
Yeah.
If your intention is, because you bold enough to go online and tell everybody how you move so sternly,
yeah.
The person that you're talking to, tell them, if I take you out, you giving a dick tonight. And the dude will be like, okay, because that's really the only reason I'm trying to go out with you anyway. So we actually got the same goal.
Yeah.
But see, women so toxic, they want to act like that ain't the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your goal, if I take you out, you give another dick. I can say no.
Yeah.
Or I can be like, whatever, I bet. What's the issue?
You know when you say no, the name calling is going to come in and shit.
But that's them.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this.
We just got to know that's what they do.
Shit.
They're toxic.
That is the goofiest shit. Like, if you tell me, yeah, I'm taking you out, but you giving me some of that thing tonight. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a bitch and you're trying to give you the pussy and you want. It's like,
that's crazy.
Whoa.
That you think that's your shit that amazing that you can just force that on me.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But if this was the other way around and like, I'm taking you out tonight. You gave me some of that ass tonight. Bitch, no, I'm not. It's like, huh?
It's crazy.
This is I don't get it.
You won't. Not if you're logical. You won't.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
You can't get it. It don't make sense. You won't. When it don't make sense, you will never get it.
Yeah.
Like that just look, man. Like all the stuff that people be going through, I be like, tell them no. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Nah, cause I can't tell her. Cause then she gon'. That mean you scared of her. Like
pretty much.
That what it mean. Like again, you're telling yourself I can't do this, and you're more worried about what everybody else gonna do.
Yeah.
That's some beta shit. But that's what it take to make a relationship work.
For a man to be a beta?
No, you got to be alpha. But alpha also means you understand compromise because you're logical enough to understand this makes sense to bend here. But it's not a negotiation of I'm doing it because of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm doing it because I see a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll oblige in this shit because you think that means something, mm-hmm. but I see the bigger picture anyway, and it's going to lead me with leverage to take us further.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do as a man. So, like, that's it. But when I say no, that means that. That
means no.
Because you can't, because if I say no and it don't mean that, and then when something real go down and I say no, do you believe it then?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it cap now?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. No gotta mean it.
Yeah, it doesn't affect.
That's just what you gotta do. I don't know, but women don't have to do that. Men have to be 100 with that. And a lot of men ain't got there yet. Cause we've been taught to, I'm just gonna accept cause she fine. I'm gonna do, and I figure it out. But it like, you gotta figure out you a man. So when you get with somebody, you ain't gotta, you won't even take yourself through them. Through all of that, because you already know, nah, I ain't doing that. You can't do that. The woman that fought you going to be like, good, because he's a good leader.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want to just shout out Twitter. Twitter probably my favorite app, bro.
IG mine.
Twitter and YouTube, like, right there. IG with that whole, with that algorithm shit. It's just But Twitter and YouTube every day, especially YouTube. That's all I watch. I rarely watch cable. It's just YouTube.
I have no cable.
YouTube all day, like all day. YouTube. And so, XO Love Danielle tweeted. She said, "Nigga sent me $20 talking about lunch. Bitch, the fuck I'ma do with this petty shit?" So a guy commented, responding, he was like, $20 is a lunch meal, though. And her response was, where? Because I'm not eating at no drive-thru.
You can't be broke having demands.
No tomorrow with your
dollars. You can't be broke having demands. But again, this is the stuff that people be made up in their head that they're supposed to go through. I didn't figure this out till I was 34.
Yeah.
So I know niggas ain't figured it out yet. But that's why I like, I knew from an early age, like I'm known to, I don't really like condoms. Women can rub me a certain way, it's gonna go down.
Yeah, they gonna happen.
And I was just like, I know this is my weakness.
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure out why.
Yeah.
And then I started figuring out, it's like, but it's only because of this. It's only because they were there.
Mm-hmm.
They like me, but I ain't know them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll figure it out. But it's like, why am I getting this from you? I don't even give that to you. But you just putting that on me because that's what you put on niggas.
Yeah.
I gotta ask y'all some questions.
Yeah.
And I found out they have no answers to them. And
none.
It's been freeing when I realized this shit was made up for us to fail because of some shit that they don't even know. They don't like men, bro. They only want to do stuff to tell other women. That blew my mind. Think about everything is for other women to appreciate.
Don't affect.
If other women don't agree, they feel like they out of bounds. Mm-hmm. They man can tell them they the best woman ever. If other women don't agree in her circle of influence, she got them birds that she call her friend because they been around the longest, but they toxic as fuck, and you know that, but you keep them just because of proximity or time. They got to be toxic. Like, they don't... they'll never get it. But you, as a man, you got to understand that, like, they're not going to... That's who they are.
Yeah. How do you feel about the statement? And I see a lot of women say this. I am the woman you don't find twice.
Right.
I don't want to.
Right. if you're that great, I wouldn't have lost you.
If we didn't work out, why would I want to find you again for it to not work out again?
It's so logical. They don't like the logic.
That shit makes no sense to me. I am the woman you don't find twice. Okay. If we did, we broke up. You took me through hell, but now I'm the woman you won't find.
Yeah. They want it to make sense.
It don't. I was about to say how, but it don't.
It won't ever.
It don't. It's just, I don't understand that. Why would I want to find you again if it didn't work out with us the first time?
Because you thinking logically.
They're not logical.
They're not.
It's all emotion.
They got to get you to the emotional spot because that's where it makes sense. Because they're building a story that they just created from just growing up.
Yeah. You're
like, you making this stuff up.
Yeah.
If you would be present in reality, when somebody says no, that's what that means.
Yeah.
But the narrative online and media, no mean no.
Yeah.
Yes, men been saying no for years and y'all keep telling us yes. But then you put that on men. Yeah. All the toxic behavior they say is the men, but it's the women. It's all of them.
I mean, we know this. All right. I got some shit that's going to blow your socks off. Let me read. You might want to go and get your note of puff real quick. It's going to be a doozy. All right. It said, and this was a letter that someone mailed in, email per se. I am a 43-year-old man, and I love being a father to my two sons and two daughters and a husband to my loving wife. My wife and I have been married for 10 years now, and everything has been great so far. But I have to get this one thing off my chest because it's eating me up inside. I had an affair on my wife with her twin brother, but after he told me he loved me, he asked me to leave my wife, which is his sister, for him. And of course, I told him, no, I would never do that. He also said I have to tell my wife about the affair or he would do it for me. Now, I know that I was wrong for doing this to my wife, but she also was having sex with my father just 3 years into our marriage. And at that time, I decided to stay because she got pregnant with our oldest son and didn't know who the father was. And she got a test on the baby, and the baby was my father's son. And I raised her son with my father as my own son. So what should I do with my crazy situation? Please help. I don't know what to do.
Bruh. But do you see how crazy that is? He done did all of this. Now he coming to us for help. You been maneuvering. This shit cap, bro. They just making this stuff up for people to believe that these are real situations. If you're a grown person, when you don't do something, you stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't be it. You don't. I'm fed up with it and I stuck it. No, you don't stick around when you don't want it no more. Sticking around is because you still want it.
Yeah.
We just use these words. To me, I was just hanging on because I thought it. You know, you hanging on because you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging on. That's you. It's nobody else.
Yeah.
It's you, bro. It's like, when that's the power. It's all you. It's nobody else. She ain't make you. You did it. Nobody made you. You just wanted it to be made that way because you wanted to do what you wanted it to do.
Facts. Check that one out. I know this gonna get you enough, bro. So it's your tweet, of course. She was like, a lot of men, pick and choose which woman to be romantic with.
Yes, that's what we selection.
Wait. Check it out. No, let me write this stuff. Suspended DR is the person that wrote it. suspended doctor, whatever. I don't know. But she says, a lot of men pick and choose which woman to be romantic with instead of just being romantic for them all. And that shit is a mental illness. Either you are romantic or you're not. But just because she don't wear heels and makeup doesn't mean she doesn't want a romantic man. Dope tomorrow.
Come on, man. This shit is stupid. Did you just hear what you just said? What man be like, I need a woman to wear heels and makeup all the time? Yeah. Nobody says this stuff, man.
Even further.
And if you in the circle of people that say that stuff, y'all are crazy.
Yeah.
If you in a circle of where people expecting somebody to be perfect all the time, get out. You're in a cult. That's weird.
And why am I going to be romantic with every single woman that I come across?
Who does anything with every single person that they come across?
Why the fuck I'm gonna do that? If I don't see this going in the world with me and you, what the fuck? I'm gonna be romantic. Like, you're a friend. If you're a friend, why am I going to romance you?
Nobody treats any relationship with anybody the same.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
The way we talk versus the way me and he'll talk versus the way you and he'll talk,
yeah.
I know it's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, what the fuck are they talking,
bro?
This is psycho stuff. Bro,
It is. Oh, but it gets worse.
I already know the bottom. I'm done. I've been broken yeah. from this stuff.
Same here.
None of this stuff impresses me.
Same here. But just to give you just a deeper look,
I know,
at how they think.
It's insane.
So, Jay Sanchez tweeted, he was like, how in the world y'all have sex without kissing? And so this girl, old Stacy, she came back and she said, if you're not my man, my boyfriend, my husband, we not kissing. Kissing is a more intimate moment that fully connects to sexual experience. Once you kiss, dudes get caught up in their feelings. And so he said, Hold up. You telling me someone can get the vagina before they kiss you? She responded, I know you not out here kissing any and everybody. Mm-hmm. And casual sex doesn't mean you have to kiss a person. He said, so again, you can't kiss them, but you allow their penis in you. Make it make sense. She didn't respond after that.
Okay. When you get to the logic, you get quiet. When it get to the logic, it get quiet.
She didn't respond after that.
Man. My homeboy going through with it, girl.
Mm-hmm.
My homegirl was telling me about homeboy. Homeboy telling me about homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that I believed her. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he thought that because I listened to what women say.
That you believe.
That I believe.
Oh, all right.
So he was like, when he asked me, he's like, do you believe? I said, no. And he's like, man, I appreciate that. And I was like, nah, bro. I listen to them. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
That's why I know them so well.
Yeah.
They can't defeat me.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten to the wrong. Because I thought that they were so magical.
Yeah. Yep.
And they not. They not. They broken. But we were too. Or are Thanks. Still.
Thanks.
And I took the time. Because I was like, why would I keep doing this? To women, cause it was back then. It's like, I see what y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person. I'll try. I do it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you're. Cause we don't really have them real combos. You don't really have the real combos with that, cause it'd be the age gap.
Yeah.
Oh, you young and I'm old, and you'd be go. But it'd be that narrative. Be like, well. actually, you're only 5 years old. Like, why are we bringing this up? Like, the age gap. Mm-hmm. Oh, this the narrative you want to paint. Mm-hmm. I got a young man in my life. But you go through that not knowing that now when you look back, it'd be like, we could have just said what we were trying to do the whole time. Like, who are we trying to impress with the story? But that's where I'm at with it now. It's like, I don't, there's no narrative to get off. We fold each other or we don't. Or we do this kind of way and we don't the other kind of way.
Yeah.
There's no secret.
In fact. I want to get a couple of quick tidbits in here. Playboi Carti has the worst album I've heard in a long time. Shout out to the cast of Power Book 2, Ghost. That was a phenomenal series.
Was it?
It was, bro. Please go back and watch it.
I'm not.
Please go back and watch
it. I don't want to see Tariq. I don't.
Bro, listen to
me. I don't like him.
Listen to me. Listen to
me. I like Michael Rainey, but I don't like Tariq.
Listen to me, bro. I promise you. You gonna like it.
I don't want to.
You gonna like it, bro. I promise you.
I just had a whole hour about I don't want to. Stop making you. No.
Shout out to the old cast of Power Book 2.
No, shout out to them though, for sure.
Shout out to Master P and Baron Davis. They buying Reebok.
No, they not.
No, well, excuse me. It's been allegedly said that they're buying Reebok.
They're just making headlines for no reason.
Allegedly. They're not buying Reebok. Allegedly. And I want to put this to rest right now. Uh-oh. So when people go back and watch past episodes, listen to past episodes, they won't think I was serious.
Okay. Okay, you about to correct some shit.
Okay.
Yes!
I just want to put this out there right now.
Here we go.
Because I want to leave this on a good note.
Okay, here we go.
I was not serious at all when I said that Tekashi 6ix9ine was one of our GOATs.
Okay.
I was not serious when I was championing Tekashi 6ix9ine. It was a troll dope. It was a troll dope because I knew that it would get him riled up. I was not serious. If you go back to episodes 41 through 49, 30 through 39, all that shit, I wasn't serious. I don't want nobody in them damn comments or whatever thinking that I'm a Tekashi 6ix9ine supporter.
Okay. That's a good one to clear up.
I know what you thought I was finna say, and I wasn't finna say it.
What you thought?
Because I will forever say, Scooby, Doobie,
he tank.
Dude.
You do not believe this.
Is the greatest and best cartoon that has ever been. Bro, I got HBO Max, honestly, just because of Scooby-Doo.
Hold on. No. HBO Max has Inspector Gadget, too, right?
Yes.
So then there's no way you got it.
Inspector Gadget, Looney Tunes, they got all this shit.
All right. Okay, this is the last after show. Looney Tunes, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the characters of Looney Tunes, right?
Okay.
Foghorn Langhorne. Buzz Bunny.
Buzz Bunny, Daffy, Elmo.
All of them.
Yeah.
Silly, all that.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. No, stop. Stop capping. Stop.
I'm listening.
You're telling me that Scooby-Doo is better than any one of those Looney Tunes cartoons ever came out?
Absolutely.
And this is the other reason why he had to end. Because when I realized he was for real about his answers.
Dead ass.
Like when we were cutting the camera off and he like, nah, Scooby-Doo. He like Bow Wow the number one sniper. He like, the monsters.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
And Checkers or some bullshit.
Checkers is the greatest fast food joint ever. And they have the best fries that have ever been invented.
Don't send news no more. Don't do nothing. Don't take shots.
Checkers, then Whataburger. They got the best fries and burgers.
That's not true.
In fast food chains. Like, I don't mean Five Guys ain't considered fast food to me.
You're saying they got the best burger and fry that you get together.
Chuckles got the best fries out of anybody. Anybody. Like, any fucking body. Like, ever.
No.
Ever. That, McDonald's ain't seeing them.
He crazy.
Crystal ain't seeing them. Captain D, Wendy, Burger King.
Ooh, Captain D, man.
Bro, they ain't seeing Chucka.
Chucka got his sweet potato fried. It be tasting like
bro, ain't no fast food chain in the planet seeing Chuckas. Nobody. When it come to fried, nobody.
Nobody. I don't know, man.
Nobody.
I mean, McDonald's, bro.
Nobody. You know how I feel about McDonald's. Man, I ain't been to McDonald's in a year, bro.
You got to go. Tell me.
No. Shout out to Chuckles. If y'all need any, you know, marketing, you know, videos, you know,
they pictures, got Fabo. Shout out Fabo.
Anything, you know. Hey, man, holla at your boy. You know, we can do that. RodmanEcompany.com. What else? Do I have anything else that I need to clear up besides this Tekashi thing? I wanted to make sure I cleared that up. No. I think I'm good.
Okay.
Think I'm good. Everything has been cleared and squared away. You can send your, you know, any Scooby-Doo merch and everything.
Nobody's buying it.
I got the P.O. box, you know, if you, you know, you or hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, I am Rob Madden. Now I slide you the P.O. box. Send all your Scooby-Doo, you know what I'm saying, inquiries, your merch, your DVDs, all that. Scooby-Doo Zombie Island is on sale at Walmart right now, you know. So if you want to get it for your boy, you know, cut that for me. You know, your Scooby-Doo stuffed animals, any of that shit, man.
Nobody watches come on, shit, bro.
Goat, big goat. I'm going to watch when I get to the crib after I watch Wonder Woman.
I heard it moved terrible.
Really?
Yeah. WW84?
Yeah. Yeah,
terrible.
Bro, don't tell me that, man, because the first one was good.
I didn't watch the first. I ain't watched none of them, but yeah. They would... I got a couple, you know, niggas that being on movies.
Yeah. Like, that's heartbreaking.
But they said the first one wasn't that good.
I love the first one. Because I don't really like DC like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So out of DC, the only good releases that they had to me was Wonder Woman and probably Suicide Squad. No, and Shazam. Shazam was good too.
I ain't watched none of it.
Shazam was good too. But other than that, like the Justice League, fucking Batman versus Superman, that broke my heart.
Yeah, I saw that at the gym.
That broke my heart. That broke my heart, bro. That's why I'm Team Marvel all day. Team Marvel all day, man. Marvel don't miss.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else, big dog, man.
Me neither, man. We are out, man.
Last after show. Thank y'all for supporting, man. We got this day.